Hi, this is Annie. It's August 22nd, and this is my Spoken Sunday, where I read first drafts of stories that I've written. This one's entitled Little Lost Girl Shoes. Cora, where are your shoes, darling? The final search through the sandy, sodden towers had not revealed a brand new pair of Barbie sandals. The mermaid took them, Mummy. Her elven face twirled around, around, and then a pink fairy wand jutted uncomfortably into my stomach. Grasping her tiny hands in mine, I crouched and stared into her deep blue eyes. Honey, mermaids don't have feet. They have tails. Why would they want your shoes? She stopped twirling and shrugged her shoulders slightly. Maybe it was for the little lost girl. She didn't have any shoes on and the sand is hot. A cold chill shook my body and I shivered despite the overbearing heat. What little girl? I don't know. She didn't tell me her name. But she's a fairy like me. I'm hungry. Shauna, get into the car. Let's go before those drivers waiting for our spot get their wheel clamps out. Todd called out to me, starting up the car. I opened a packet of dried apples and I strapped Cora in. Chew on these, sweetie. Tell me about the little girl. I didn't see one. Oh, she had dark hair like yours and she was wearing... a red swimsuit, I finished. The tears sprung into my eyes. Todd put a hand on my leg and patted it. It could have been anyone. There are lots of people at the beach today. I stared at him with untamed ferocity. I kept my eye on her the whole time. I didn't look away, not for one second, not for one moment. I sobbed, my throat suddenly raw and burning. Cora sang to her dollies in the back as they flew around her head. Why do we keep coming back to this beach? There are dozens of other beaches we could go to. She's gone, Shauna, 6 years ago. You need to let go. With tears stinging in my eyes, I look away as the car speeds, as the car gathers speed and transports us away from the beachside car park. I see her everywhere in the little red swimsuit she so proudly wore that morning. I took my eyes away from her for a moment. She was just playing in the sand for a moment, and then she was taken away, away from us forever. Hope you enjoyed that or not. For more of my writing, pop on over to annieevatt.com and I'll catch you next Sunday.